Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In 1 Samuel chapter 28, we learn that King Saul tried to gain direction from the Lord through prayer, but the Lord refused to answer him. In 1 Chronicles chapter 10, a parallel passage, we read that Saul consulted a medium, but did not seek guidance from the Lord. So what gives? Is this a contradiction? Because 1 Samuel 28 seems to indicate that Saul did in fact inquire of the Lord. Well, I think there are two possible answers here. One is that Saul did not consistently seek guidance from the Lord concerning these types of matters. And the other answer may be that Saul did not genuinely seek the Lord in this particular matter or in any other matter. Saul's purpose in seeking the Lord was to save his own skin and not to do the Lord's will. He was interested in his own personal comfort. What could he do to get himself out of the jam that he was in? No direct answer, no dream, no prophet came to speak. Remember, Samuel has died at this point. And no priest to consult. Why is that? Because Saul had them slaughtered back in chapter 22. So what does Saul do? Since God will not answer him in the way that he wants to hear, or better yet, since Saul refuses to discern what the silence of God may mean, Saul seeks out a witch, a person who attempts to consult with the dead. Do you see the spiritual foolishness that is going on? The absolute desperation being exhibited by Saul? But once again, we have to remember, spiritual foolishness is nothing new with Saul. And so we have to ask our own selves, how self-seeking are our attempts to gain God's ear? As you're thinking about that today, remember to pray for Doug Lee and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Kimwera LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.